Welcome to Think Life. Welcome to Think Life. It's episode 21. Let's talk a little bit about negativity. Now, a lot of people think negativity is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Right? It's a horrible thing. That it's awful to be negative, that, you know, pessimism is terrible and you should stop being pessimistic, and pessimism is doesn't really get you anywhere. So they, you know, read all sorts of motivational quotes, and they look at motivational things, and they look at motivational videos, and they think about optimism, and pessimism is bad. Negativity is bad. But the reality is that negativity is really powerful. Negativity is an extremely powerful force for change. See, they've done a lot of studies on this, and you're familiar with this, is that the only way people will change, if they want to become a better person or a different person, the only way that people will change is if some stimulus comes into their life and drives them to change. And the stimulus can be positive, or it can be negative. So a positive stimulus is like getting on, let's say you're trying to lose weight, get on the scale, you've lost a couple pounds. Positive stimulus. This is great. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to lose more weight. But then that same person gets on the scale and they're up a few pounds and you're like, "Oh, damn. Oh, that sucks. That is so bad. I feel so bad. I'm just going to go and binge today because that just makes me feel really bad." So a lot of people use the negativity that way. When something bad happens, they just float around in it. They use it, but they use it in a negative way. They don't use it to help push them towards their goals. They use it to help push them away from their goals, thinking that, "Well, I'm never going to get anywhere now because this didn't happen the way I wanted it to. So I'm not going to be able to do this thing that I wanted. So I'm screwed. Forget it." So the negativity, they allow the negativity to crush them. They allow the negativity to drive them down instead of lift them up. And you're probably saying to yourself, "Chris, how the heck can I use negativity to help me do better? Because negativity just makes me feel bad, makes me want to do less of what I want to do. If I'm moving towards my goal and then all of a sudden something happens and I'm slammed down and I don't actually get closer to my goal, I get further away from my goal, how can I use that? That's not going to make me feel better. That's going to make me feel worse. And yeah, so maybe it may make you feel worse. But the reality of the situation is that it's your feelings, your reaction to what's happening, which is the key thing here. Because these are things that are just happen in the world. These are things that are occurring in the world. And sometimes these are things that happen due to your actions. So if you were trying to lose weight and you ate like a giant poutine or something like that, which is, if you're not familiar with it, it's Canadian delicacy, French fries covered with cheese curds and gravy. You eat a giant poutine. Day later, oh my God, I'm get on the scale and I'm so fat, right? But those were your actions and you took those actions and then you're going, "Well, you know, obviously there's a negative result from those actions, so I'm going to feel bad." But the reality is that's just something that happened. It's something that happened and you may have caused it, but it's entirely possible that you could have gained weight or not gained weight at all. It's entirely possible that if you worked out or did something slightly differently or depending on what you ate, then you may not have gained weight at all. So there's a lot of factors involved. So negative things will happen. Positive things will happen. Positive things will make you feel better and make you want to move forward. Negative things will make you feel worse and want to stop. But that's exactly the wrong way to think about it. The way to think about it is negative things are a reminder that you need to do better. You don't need to embrace the negativity and say, this is the reason why I'm going to fail. No, the negativity is a reminder to do better. It's like putting a little thing on your calendar saying, hey, remember to call so-and-so, or remember to remember this meeting, or remember you have to make that reservation to the restaurant. Negativity. When something negative happens in your life, it's a reminder to do better. And you just have to think about it like that. You don't think about it as a step down. You think about it as a note, as a reminder, as feedback, as somebody saying to you, here's some constructive criticism. Maybe don't eat that poutine again. Maybe don't have that extra slice of cake. Maybe don't have that entire Easter bunny in one sitting. Maybe don't. It's a reminder. The negative thing is not a thing that shoots you down. It's a reminder to do better. And if you think of those things that way, you use negativity in a positive way. That it's not a thing that knocks you down, but it's a reminder. It's a note. It's a ping. You know, those reminders you get on your iPhone, this thing that pops down says, hey, you got a phone call, you got an email, whatever. It's like, here's a negative thing that came in. Remember, don't do that again. Think of it as a reminder and move on. And move on. See, another thing is, I don't know if you've ever played craps in Vegas. So it's a dice game and it's fairly complicated, but it's all luck. It's pure luck, right? You're supposed to roll particular numbers, and when you hit those numbers, some people win, some people lose, and there's a lot of very complicated betting that can happen on these numbers, right? But the one like thing I really, really like about craps is that the person who's rolling the dice, as long as they're rolling the dice and everybody's winning, or most people around the table are winning, that person can continue to roll the dice. So that person wins, and then he wins, and then they win, and then they win, and win, and win, and win, and they keep on winning, but then as soon as they lose, they pass the dice to the next person. So the loss is thought about for seconds. And the focus of the person is not on the person who rolled the losing roll. The focus is on the next shooter. And the next shooter has the chance, same kind of chances, right? So we focus on the positivity. We say, yes, 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 it's going great, going great, going great, going great. Oh, something negative happened. That's okay. It's just a reminder that now we need to move to the next shooter. We need to move on to something else. It's a reminder to do things differently. So if you think of negative things that happen in your life as reminders to change the way you're doing things, then you won't allow them to really dig into your soul and turn you into a negative person.